USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and Grease actress that charmed generations, died Monday at her ranch in Southern California, according to a statement from her husband. She was 73 years old. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Primary elections are taking place in a handful of states today.
Primaries in four states are set for Tuesday ahead of November's crucial midterm elections. Voters will be headed to the polls in Minnesota, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Vermont. There's lots of action in Wisconsin with closely watched primaries in the race for governor and attorney general. Democrats and Republicans in Vermont are scrambling to put forth their best candidates to replace retiring Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Multiple people were injured in a fight aboard a Rhode Island ferry Monday night. The ferry was returning from Block Island to the Port Judith Ferry Terminal in Narragansett when the fight started. A local bar was hosting an annual reggae fest on the beach Monday. As the recession continues to burden the American people, tomorrow the Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the Consumer Price Index for July. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Partisan politics in Washington, D.C. has reared its ugly head again. The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. Evidence has been made up in the past by FBI agents that simply hate Trump. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now. And this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
The annual Perseid meteor shower and a supermoon will grace our skies Thursday night through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.